We'd like to welcome you to The Journey from the Hill. This is a weekly podcast of Chapel Hill Baptist Church. Each week, you'll hear biblical teaching from our pastor, Dr. Shannon Moses. At the end of today's podcast, you'll hear a way to reach out to us with any questions you might have about this message. Now, let's prayerfully listen as Dr. Moses opens the Word of God.
That is so sweet. Where I stand back there, I get the opportunity to look around the room and watch you sing, watch you worship. And that is, you know, it's a privilege to be able to do that. It's a privilege to be able to come into God's house and to lift up His name and praise. And I see that, and I want to encourage you to do that very thing. You don't always have to sing. Sometimes you can just go there, you and Him. And just word, we're not talking about hands lifted high. We're not talking about a body posture or anything like that. We're just talking about you and Him. Having a conversation. I'm laying it down. That last song, I'm just laying it down. This is where it starts. This is where it begins. Be vulnerable in the presence of the Lord. Because, you know, most of our lives, most of the rest of our days out there, we have to put on this front. We have to just get up and go. But when you're around brothers and sisters in Christ and you hear that and you see others worshiping, God is in this place, period. Because two or more gathered here today, we're here. The Spirit of God is here. The move of God is here. It's not just church. It's not just going through the motions. It's allowing His Spirit. And you and Him, just raw, intimate. You and Him being real with one another. He already sees. He already knows. There's nothing He didn't already see. Nothing He don't know. He's aware of every bit of it. Just allow yourselves to do that. I like that line in there. I lay my traditions down. I lay my religion down. I lay the rules down. I like that song. I had not heard it till right like earlier when they practiced it the first time or when they was just rehearsing it. I'm like, that is so powerful, those words. I lay it all down. I don't want nothing. I don't want anything of me standing in the way of what He wants to do. And again, Casey put it well, we're not talking about a building. We're not talking about carpet. I mean, that's silliness. What we're talking about is us as individuals, you. I don't want anything that I'm doing to separate me, to just not fully be all that He desires for me to be. And that should be your desire too. Just listen, there's no rules. Yeah, but we've always done this. No, but God is saying to you in that moment while others around you, what is He saying to you? This morning, it's interesting, the bulletin, in front of the bulletin mentions a plan. You know, God's plan, your plan, our plan sometimes change. Let me ask you a question. This is just a serious question. Your plans. Think about your plans. How many of your plans, how much of your plans brings God in? When you're making your daily plans, when you're making your weekly plans, when you make your vacation plans, when you make your weekend plans, when you make your, hey, I'm off to wherever plan, how much of that, many of those plans seriously incorporate the Lord? I had an opportunity this past week to share with some people. They were asking me the question, how do you know God's call in your life? How do you hear it? And I quoted, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him and He'll direct your paths. Great quotable memory verse that we all know. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. But it begs the question, do we literally bring God into our plans? Again, this ain't a building. This ain't carpet. This ain't paint. This is you, me, this is us. Do we incorporate him? Hey Lord, we're planning a family vacation. Hey Lord, we're about to go here. Hey Lord, I'm off to work today. Lord, I just pray for guidance. Lord, I pray for help. I pray for leading. God, I pray that you'd give me a sensitivity to your spirit. God, I want to see you today. I want to hear from you today. Lord, I'm headed back in. I'm headed back off to work. You know how when, you know, every one of you do it. I mean, Wendy and I do it. Hey, I'm gone. Bye. I love you. Be careful. It's kind of a thing we do. Y'all do the same thing. You get off the phone. Hey, all right. Bye. I love you. Hey, God, I'm off to work. God, I'm headed to the game. Lord, I pray that you just watch me. God, be with me. Guide my steps. Guide my heart. Guide my thoughts. God, take care of me. I'm not talking about always pray for the kids. You know how we always pray for the kids? Lord, get them there safely. Lord, protect them. What about us? What about you? I'm talking about you. Is God in your plans? Is God in the middle of all of that? Is God in the middle of your decision making? Is he brought into it? You know, if we're not careful, if we don't slow down and think about it, if we're honest, many of us would say, yeah, I just sort of do. I call him when I need him. I call him when a friend of mine has a bad doctor's appointment or gets a bad report or something happens at school or life goes on, then I sort of run after him, or the kids get sick or parents get sick. Then I go to him. But the rest of the time I sort of just got this thing. I'm sort of on cruise control until I need him. That's a reality. I don't want to say far too many of us. I would say probably the majority of us. We, because it worked yesterday, and it did okay the day before, and I'm just accustomed to doing it, so why not just do it again today? How is that surrendered? How is that being fully surrendered and emptied and laid out before the Lord? Imagine, take Shannon's, or just take all of ours. I did it yesterday, I'm just going to do it again, and boom, I'll call you if I need you, but right now I'm doing really well running this ship, and I make it to lunch, and hey, what's going on? And I get on to the evening, and before long, I'm just back in the bed, and like, Lord, I thank you for the day. It was a good day today, God, you know, because I prayed this morning. It was a good conversation this morning, and Lord, I kind of played God, be honest, I kind of played God all day, and I didn't really need you much, but thank you for blessing me. That's normal. But is that surrender? Is that trusting in the Lord with all your heart and leaning? Is that leaning not on our own understanding? Is that in all of our ways acknowledging him? In all of our ways acknowledging him, and he'll make our path straight. He'll direct our ways. What if we brought him into our daily plan? What did Jesus say? Pray for our daily bread. We need him daily. We need him moment by moment. Not weekend by weekend by weekend by weekend, but no, moments by moment by moment by moment in between. I wrote something down the other day. I just put it in my little notes thing right here. Make room for God in your plan, because you're already in his. Think about that. I was just like, Lord, sometimes I talk a lot, and then I just shut up. And it was as if, hey, then I just started talking again. And he's like, no, shut up and listen to me. And I'm like, Make room for God in your plan because you're already in His. We're already in His plan. He's got a plan for each one of us. He's got a process. He's working. He's conforming us. He's molding and shaping us. Think about your own walk. Think about the tendencies and the weaknesses that you had. I don't know, if you've been a Christian for a good long time, you're probably not still struggling as much with the things you struggled with 5-10 years ago. The weaknesses you had as a young person, you probably don't have those same weaknesses now. Not saying that we don't have new weaknesses, they just come in different packages. But what God does is He chisels away and He brings us closer and closer, and He's conforming us more and more to the image of His Son as we get closer and closer to that moment of meeting Him. Do we become perfect? No. Christ is our righteousness. But God sees you even when we're not looking at Him. God sees you even when we're not acknowledging Him. God sees you and He's walking with you. Remember, I think most every one of our mamas, it's down at the house somewhere, the whole footprints thing. Y'all know footprints? Everyone of you is going to that bathroom. You're going to that picture in the bathroom with dust. You know that little layer of gray stuff on top? That's not paint. That's dust. You know what I'm talking about? You got two steps, and then all of a sudden, you're like, "Where are you?" And He's like, "I picked you up, and I was carrying you." Guys, if we're not careful, what we think is we're on cruise control. What we think is that I got this, you stay there. But no, as sons and daughters of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He has you in His hands, and He wants to be acknowledged. He wants to that relationship. I'm serious. When we're singing, when we're in here in this room and we're singing, you don't have to sing. You can just go there and be real with Him. He wants that. He needs that. It may be for some of us, I hope not, but for some of us, it's the only quiet few minutes we have that we are just like in His presence. But you're not. You're always in His presence. That whole audience of one thing comes to mind. God sees you all the time. You might not be talking to Him, but He's there with you. Go with me. Go with me over to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. In the church, in the body of Christ. You're not accidentally here. You're not accidentally here in this season of your life. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You're not accidentally here in this season of your life, in this season of the church's life. You're not accidentally a part of what God is doing. God, in His sovereignty, has orchestrated for such a time as this for you to be here in this place exactly where He wants you to be, living the life you're currently living. Listen to this, church. Verse 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Listen to this. Verse 15, if the foot says, because I'm not a hand, I'm not part of the body, it is not for this reason any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, because I'm not an eye, I'm not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were a hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body just as he desired. You are not here by accident. And although he may not be in our plan, we're already in his. And he knows exactly what he is doing in and through each and every one of you at this place, in this corporate community of believers that assembles together for some reason at such a time as this, based on the authority of God's word. But now God has placed the members, each one of them in the body, just as he desires. It's a God plan. Even though we say, well, I didn't plan this. Yeah, but he's already got a plan for you. He knows, he's orchestrating behind the scene. You hear me talk about behind the curtain. Behind the curtain, he's assembled together this smorgasbord of people with varying gifts and talents and varying backgrounds. And he's put us here right now. For this time. He's put you here for this time. That's what it says. And God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body just as he has desired. Keep reading. If they were all one member, where would the body be? But now there are many members, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need for you. Listen, everybody's important. Every one of you are important. Every one of us in the kingdom, in God's big overarching picture, I'm going to say this in a good way. You're special. You're special in a God way. You're special because God saw fit long time ago to make you his son or daughter, and he wants every bit of your praise and every bit of your worship, and he wants every bit of your surrender. He wants all of you. He wants you. When you're ignoring him, he still wants you. And when we're on cruise control, he's still doing things. He's still massaging. He's still working us. He's still putting people in and out of our paths. We think of the potter and the clay. He tweaks us. He tweaks us and he brings people in. And just those little, we've all seen that potter. They drop that clump of clay there on that potter's wheel and they begin to spin it, and it begins to form. And just a tiny bit of pressure. I've preached on this many times. And I can remember just, you know, sometimes, here's the thing about that. That don't seem like much, but in our lives, that can be devastating. On the potter's wheel, that don't seem like a big move, but that tiny tweak can be devastating. Can be life-altering, can be life-changing. But here's the promise. At no point does the potter ever take his hands off you. When we're on cruise control and he's not part of our daily conversation and our daily thought and our daily plan, we're all in his. You are all in his. That is so, Brother Shannon, that is so out there. That is so big, and so I just don't see it. I don't see why I'm so important, and I don't see why little old bitty me, and I don't bring nothing to the table. Well, yes, you really do. You're important to him. You're important to us. You're important to the body. You're special to the God of this universe. You're special to him. Don't matter about your past. It don't matter what you've done. It don't matter what you said. It don't matter how bad it was. You ready to hear something? You're still here. You're still here. If you ticked him off that bad, he would have straight up killed you a long time ago. But you're still here. which means one thing, he's not done. Which means he's still got work. He's still got purpose. He's still got a plan. He's still massaging it and tweaking and moving and doing things in us. And on the contrary, it is much truer, verse 22, that the members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. You say, Brother Shannon, I don't seem like I bring much to this table. No, you're necessary. Brother Shannon, I don't teach, I don't lead, I don't sing, I don't play, I don't serve, I'm just here. Well, the Bible says you're necessary. Because you know what I often see out there is I don't see the men and women on the stage. The men and women on the stage, they're singing and they're praising and they're leading us in worship. But you know what I see out there from most of the time I'll walk back and forth? I see a lot of times those that never lead and never serve and never go and never do. And not saying you're bad, but you know what I see? I see you praising God in the stillness and in the quietness of your walk. You may be that one that I often say, you know, there's prayer warriors in here. You know, it's not always the loud ones. We loud ones get attention, but you're necessary. You're necessary because he made you that way. He did it. I mean, here's the deal. If God did it, that's pretty important. If God called the shots, if God wrote it, it's necessary. On the contrary, it is much truer that the members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we deem less honorable, on these we bestow more abundant honor, and on our less presentable members become much more presentable, whereas our more presentable members have no need of it. But God has so composed the body, given more abundant honor to the members which lacked, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. And then one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. You are by no way an accident being here today. You are by no way an accident in the kingdom, in the body of Christ, in the life of this church, in the life of those around you. The enemy may be saying that there's no way God can use you, there's no way God can steal, and the Word of God and the patience and long-suffering of God is screaming, yes, you're still precious in His sight. Be vulnerable. Be vulnerable to Him. Be real with Him. Last place, turn over, just reinforce. Go to Romans 11. Go to Romans 12. Real, just along the same lines, just reinforcing. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. Verse 3, chapter 3, chapter 12, verse 3, Romans says this: "For through the grace given to me, I say to every one of among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another." Keep reading. "Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving, or if he who teaches in his teaching, or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without hypocrisy, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in brotherly love, give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in prayer, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. We are, brothers and sisters, we are Chapel Hill. We are children of God. I pray that you know Him as Lord and Savior. I look around this room and I see most all of you on a regular basis. I know most of you not intimately well, but I've seen you from afar and from just this close. And I see you got a good heart. And I see what God's assembled here at this place. And I step back and I get to sort of just walk alongside you, and it's a privilege. But God has still got a big work. God has still got a big work, y'all. Do y'all believe that? God ain't finished with you. Wednesday night. Everybody do this. Everybody take your finger. Take your pointer. Wednesday night crew know what I'm going to do. Take your pointer. Hold your pointer up. Put it there. That's who you can control. That's who you can control. That's who God loves. That's who God's still working in. That's who God's still got a plan for. That's who God is still molding and making and shaping into the image of His Son. That's who He's not finished with right there. He's got a plan. I'm being honest. Those tweaks hurt. Those tweaks change a lot. And you know what? He's still got His hands on you. He's still got His hands on you. And He's not done with you. He's not done with you. I want us to pray. I want you to bow your heads right there. And I want you to take a second. Take just a moment. I'm going to get quiet, but I want you to do this. I want you to go to Him and be very vulnerable. And I just want you and Him to talk right now. Father God, you hear the prayers of your children. God, there's nothing we can hide. There's nothing we can cover up. There's nothing that we can say, hey, don't go look over there. Or, hey, I don't want to talk about that. Or, hey, I'm not ready. Listen, you already know it. God, everyone that's talking to you right now, you got a plan for them. You still got a big work for them. You still got things in their life that you want to do in them. God, I pray that you'd bless them. God, I pray that you'd blow their minds. God, I pray that you'd walk close to them, that you'd wrap your arms around them. God, that you would remind us when we're not acknowledging you and when we're going through the day on that cruise control and when we're just sort of doing our thing, God, remind us that, Lord, you're still there. You're still right, literally right there. God, thank you for that. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in this body. God, you've assembled an army. It's not just going through motions to be seen or to be heard or to make a name for themselves. God, we are your instruments. We are your children. God, use us. Transform us, conform us. God, use us for your glory. Bless this building. Bless this body. Bless this heel. Bless every person, whether they're in the back, whether they're with the babies, whether they're with the kids, wherever they are right now, bless them indeed, Lord. Lavish goodness on them. Blow their minds, God. Don't let us just sit. Don't let us just play it. God, let us use us. God, use us. We're going to give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you received a blessing from this week's message. If you have any questions about what you've heard from Pastor Shannon this week, you may call our church office at area code 205-339-4071. We pray that God's word strengthens you as you go on your journey today.